The opponents of the Constitutional Convention are a modern example of the old saying that politics makes strange bedfellows. The group includes the state's major labor unions, the Conservative Party, gun rights groups, and environmentalists. Groups on both sides of the abortion debate are members. The coalition spent over $1 million and is running TV ads and working social media to get their message out.
New York will vote on holding a constitutional convention that has no rules. The con's con.
All of the groups opposed are worried that they have something to lose if the state's constitution is open to revision. Mario Salento is president of New York's AFL-CIO, an umbrella group for the state's major unions. He says New York has some of the strongest labor protections of any state in the nation.
Workers' compensation, unemployment insurance, the eight-hour day, they are all written into our constitution. With all of those protections, we really are concerned about the possibility of big moneyed interests coming from out of the state of New York if we have a constitutional convention attacking those protections and leaving working men and women with very little protection at all.
If the ballot measure, which this year is Proposition 1 on the ballot, passes, delegates would then be chosen from each state Senate district in a campaign to be run in 2018. The convention would be held the following year in 2019. Salento says there are just too many risks involved in every step of the process.
Why would anyone vote on something where you don't know the cost, you don't know how long the process takes, you don't know who's going to be in charge, and we don't know what's at stake?
The state's top politicians agree. Both legislative leaders and the state's controller are all against holding the convention. Governor Cuomo initially proposed reforming the delegate process and put money in the state budget a couple of years ago to do that. But the measure died in the legislature, and now Cuomo says he, too, has concerns about how a convention might be run, even though he backs the concept. He says the legislature could end up controlling the convention and not ordinary citizens.
I said the convention is a good idea and it's a way to get reform, but you have to elect delegates who are not currently elected officials.
Supporters say it's a once-in-a-generation chance to fix a state government rife with corruption and with restrictions on voting access. Gerald Benjamin is a political scientist and the director of a research center at SUNY New Paltz, which bears his name. Benjamin, a longtime reform advocate, says all the worry over the convention is unfounded.
What bothers me is these kind of unfounded predictions of horrors and horribles that will happen if we actually trust democracy. And I'm called an idealist because I believe in trusting democracy, letting people choose a process that can make things better.
Benjamin spoke during a debate on the Constitutional Convention at the Times Union's Hearst Media Center. He says in the past, people in New York believed that they could take charge of a convention, choose delegates to represent them, and then hold those delegates accountable.
So we are chronically ill and we don't realize it, or we believe that we have to accept our illness without addressing it. And I regard that as extraordinarily cynical and extraordinarily sad.
And the League of Women Voters' Jennifer Wilson says, despite the opponents' worries, no existing rights have ever been taken away in past constitutional conventions. And she says many of those same rights were actually created in past conventions.
These are great things that people are so afraid of losing during a convention, and they don't realize that they were put in there during a convention.
The proposal appears on the back of the ballot, though, and it's possible that many voters will miss the question altogether. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.